Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Jennifer Cheek.
Hey, everyone.
Tim Lanning.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Mike Bachman.
So I was happy when I found that extra cookie in my bag, but now I ate it, so now I'm sad.
Damn, and you'll never have that extra cookie, will you?
No, never again.
And Nika Howard.
Hey, guys.
We're back.
Hey.
Hey, we're here again.
How are you?
We're still here.
Wow.
After all this time. Gozaimasu.
It's,
the Earth hasn't exploded yet.
It sure is dicey, I would say, personally, isn't it?
I'm on my way to Kyoto right now, maybe.
Oh my goodness.
Just guessing.
Oh my gosh.
The earth hasn't exploded. 2012 came and went, and we're all still here.
Yeah.
Take that.
What year is it?
Branch Davidians.
What day is it? Who knows?
No one knows. It's probably Monday for some people.
Yeah.
But it's Tuesday, September 12th for us.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Oh my goodness.
This isn't going to come out for weeks. Well, probably 2 weeks.
2 weeks is normal.
Exactly 2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks. Okay.
Well, not 2 weeks, a week and a half.
Why don't we just, last week was such a big week. Why don't we just jump right into rolling that D20 and finding out what happened?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Yeah.
Sure, bud.
I'm ready.
You look nice today. I got a 5.
Oh, I did bad. I rolled a 2.
Oh, I got a 19.
Nico, what'd you get?
I got a 12.
Mike Bachman, what happened last week? It was a sad week for you in a weird way.
It was
bittersweet.
Okay. It was a happy week. It was a sad week. Tim said that it had to be a happy
it
week.
It had to.
I told him he can't tell me how to feel.
I did.
So you can tell me.
Okay.
So Jet was he was trying to start some shit with the birds. And we all decided that we decided to fight him, but then he mind controlled with his Magikarp or loot.
It sounds like he's a Magikarp, and that would have been very good.
That's a Pokemon.
Yeah, he's been training a Magikarp since level 1. It's about to turn into a Gyarados. With his magic loot, he controlled Jayla, but Jayla was able to shake that business. Steve was not. Steve got mind controlled. And he lassoed up Aludra, and then Jayla was like, "Well, none of this, bitch!" And she chopped him in half with an axe, mm-hmm. right down the face.
RIP forever.
With a magic axe of killing.
I'm not the only one who's killed a character on the show.
Now, see, I feel like if you're a goo boy, like, you know, and if somebody's about to swing an axe like at your face, you're going to goo up. And I, you know, I wasn't in control of Jet. It had it been me, you know, maybe it would have gone differently. Mm-hmm.
These are all very powerful single use magic items. And that one single use was to kill somebody instantly. So that's what it did.
Yeah,
it was gonna kill Solani. It was gonna go and kill Solani, and then
that would have been hairy.
That would have been very bad.
That's who I initially wanted to kill.
Really? Why? Wow. Okay.
Typically, if you kill gods, though, you get their power. So,
That's what Jet was thinking. He wanted to ascend.
But didn't he realize that I still would have been the one to kill Solani?
Yeah, that's a good question. Jet's not that bright. I mean, I saw his int stat, you know.
It is
not the brightest person in the room.
Well, Toby was there, so
well, yeah, I mean, and I have an item, so.
Yeah, okay. Whatever. Whatever. I don't have to deal with this.
What happened after Jet got chopped in half?
After Jet got chopped in half, Solani was like, "Oh, dope! All the temples are activated. I'm gonna go ahead and piece Nerevan out of here." And so he did, it left, and we're all falling turbots.
We're all
presumably.
I'm a T-Rex,
and Eludra's a T-Rex. Yes,
is that a concentration thing?
I think it is. So maybe I'm not a T-Rex.
Well, I'm concentrating as I'm falling.
You know. Are you?
All right. Well, I do want you to make a roll since the ground just left from beneath you.
Well, out of principle, I want to succeed on said roll. I got a 22.
I think that means you succeed, right?
Oh, yep. My gosh. All right, cool. Still a T-Rex. Okay. Is that good?
I deactivate polymorph on you.
No. We could all ride Eludra in T-Rex form in full free fall.
Okay. In terms of,
at least we figure out what else to do.
Isn't it kind of a thing, though, that if I'm a T-Rex, if I go down to like zero HP, then I just like end up as a Eludra? So if you all got on me and we hit the ground, the T-Rex would die and then a Eludra would just pop up. Is that
true? Everyone else has to jump right as you hit the ground.
Yeah, it's like the elevator thing.
Yeah, Mythbusters did that. That's and that's true. Exactly okay, how okay, it works.
Okay. I don't want to run the T-Rex suicide route.
Yeah, we'll call that plan R for Rex.
Now, one other little bit of information that I would like to share with you. Every Nerevian is gone. Everything that was touching Nereve is gone.
Oh, shit.
One thing that was not touching Nereve was this certain Nerevian airship that Toby was piloting.
Wait, we were touching Nereve.
Yeah, but you're not a Nerevian. So everything of... So basically, he chose not to bring you with him. Solani.
Right. He's like, peace, you're on your own.
Yeah, you're
and
not.
Left well, you guys... hanging in the air. What
literally hanging. Yeah.
He was like, hang loose, dudes. Okay.
Which of the commoners that I had on my list were on the reef? Like, I need to know who's gone so I can strike him off. Is Wilfred the town guard? Is he still here?
Was he up in the reef?
I don't know. That's why I don't remember.
I think he's down below.
What about our street meat vendor?
Yeah.
Vendor?
Sal's definitely down below. You're going to see him really soon.
Oh, there's Sal. We're going to follow
Sal. Yeah, Sal. We're going to destroy his street meat.
Does he, if he looks up in the sky, he can see that I'm facing, you know, what's the exact words?
West?
He can see that I need help, right? Uh-huh. That I'm facing.
He's going to pour a whole bunch of fucking meat in the ground.
Should you find yourself?
Cushion our fall.
Should you find yourself facing an enemy alone, I am the ground. They all happen to be here, but they can't help me with the ground. So if he were to look up, he would build a nice bed of meat from his wares on
save
which we could land.
That is potentially a thing that would happen.
Yes.
Okay, that's plan M for meat.
How close is Yield Airship?
Well, the airship is, I mean, it's coming right at you.
And Toby,
but it's going pretty fast.
It?
No, I got rid of Toby 3.
Which one is this?
No, a stick.
Oh,
I shoved a stick in the wheel.
Oh my god. Okay.
So, I mean, it's not like you're just going to magically fall on top of it unless you have magic of some kind.
I do.
I assume you all have a lot of magic. But there, you will need to figure out some way to either not fall to your death or get onto this airship or...
Okay.
Whatever. Cool. I'm pretty sure Jayla has boots that let her fly, so I think she's cool.
Jayla's cool. Like,
yeah, Jayla does not realize this whole thing happens because I think she was flying at the end of the last episode.
Yes, and I could carry probably Toby and Aludra. I don't think I'm strong enough to carry Steve.
Steve, you're on your own.
What about Jerry?
That's all right. I'm looking at the what items I'm carrying. Could I have all of the birds inside my bird cage fly at the same time?
Make it a real up situation.
Save me for this moment.
Well, I will cast.
That's a great idea.
How far away from the ground, I think, is an important question.
I think you've got. Sorry, go ahead, Nick.
I was just going to say we could all use our jump tokens at the same time.
I don't have one, but I also have many spells.
But, okay, so if we all jumped off of Voludra's back, not only would we propel ourselves upward, but we'd propel her downward faster.
Another Voludra comet situation.
If you've ever seen, like, a Captain Falcon down smash in the air, you know?
Yes.
Falcon kick!
I would say you have, like, mere minutes before you.
So we're fucking high up there.
That's a lot of time.
Yeah.
Love skydiving. Ooh,
no, I know what we can do.
Okay.
I've got a thing where we can like climb up a rope. I think
The fucking rope.
I've got rope trick.
Shit.
Yeah, but you'll still be up in the sky.
But attached to the boat, ship.
I also have levitate, which I think makes sense.
Steve is very strong, probably. His strength is 21.
Okay.
Wow.
So
what?
How
is that possible?
Yeah.
How big is That's your not immovable true. Bar?
Your strength's not 21.
It's 21. It says on my sheet, 21.
He's got some bullshit belt.
Ask Bapperson.
Wait, also, our dragon friend. Can we whistle for our dragon friend?
She fell down on the ground.
How big is your immovable bar?
Right now, it's normal size.
But how long can it get?
I don't know if we can Monkey King bar it all the way down.
No, but we could at least put it in the air. Hold on. The people who are strongest, if it's long enough, one person can hold on to it. One person, like two people could be holding onto the bar and the other two people can be holding onto those people. And it gives us longer to think about what we want to do other than.
Yeah. Well, the airship will be here in just a moment.
So, okay. So if we do rope trick and you guys all, and we all grab onto the rope, eight of us can grab onto the rope, which we do not have eight. The rope is still going to be suspended wherever I use it.
Mm-hmm.
So we can all just wait for the airship to pass under us and let go at the right time.
I love it. That sounds great.
That's what I'm saying. Because we don't have to go into the extra dimensional space. We can just hang from the rope.
Yeah, so I have three rods and...
Two rods.
And I can make it 10 feet big. Nope, that's not it. I don't know.
You've got a couple ways to hang motionless in the air, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Well, I cast Levitate on myself, and I also would like to eventually, on my next action, throw a rod towards some of you guys, I guess.
But also, Steve's got his rope.
Okay, that's good. So how are you not falling, Aludra?
I can carry.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Steve grabs the, like, uses the rope, and, like, when the rope pulls taut, like, it kind of yanks on his arm. Ooh. And you see a couple of stitches pop.
I would actually like you to make an athletics check because you're falling at what I would describe in a very scientific way as terminal velocity, which I don't really know what that means.
Man.
But I think that's as fast as you can fall.
Yeah, roll to see if your arm
pretty
rips
fast.
Off.
But roll athletics for me, my dude.
Athletics, I would fucking love to. How is a 23 for you?
You are fine. You're good. You go yoink.
I don't even feel it.
You don't even feel it. Do you want to try to like grab Jerry as he's flying by you?
Yeah. Well, Jerry is just going to, I'm not even going to have to grab him because he's just going to sticky leg me on his way down.
He's just like,
this is the only move I know.
Well, I still want you to roll the sticky leg.
You want me to roll the sticky leg?
Yeah, fucking roll the sticky leg.
We'll see that sticky leg.
Is that a saving throw? Can I just not attempt to save?
Well, he's got to like at least, it's going to be a, he's got to like hit your, he's got to do something.
Oh,
to like
melee weapon attack plus 5 to hit. All right.
Something like that.
Oh no, it's a 7.
Oh, Jerry.
7 total?
Oh no, yeah. Jerry.
All right, Jerry goes whipping by you.
Well, wait, isn't it safe to say that we're both making an attempt to catch each other? So I could potentially succeed a roll to catch him?
You can try to catch him.
Is that enough athletics as
That's
well?
That's athletics as well.
Goodbye, arm,
no,
fall to death.
No, no.
I mean, he's getting another one.
Well, if his body is like holding onto the rope, he lose arm. Okay. His body go to earth.
That is bad.
I've got 2 arms. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Shit. So 7.
Stop. Right, your
Jerry
brand is strong.
Goes whipping by you.
Oh, no.
if Jerry could scream, he would.
Jerry,
I have no mouth, but I must scream.
I just got you, Jerry.
And he takes out an entire orphanage as he goes supersonic. Okay, so and then Jayla's flying to pick up a Luja.
Mm-hmm.
Who's no longer a Torx.
No, I'm a little person again.
And Toby's levitating.
Yep, and I also can move it with. I can't move based on my move, but I can move it based on my magical move. So I move 20 feet to try to line myself up with the airship.
Okay, well, let's not forget about Tug, please.
Who?
Tug.
Oh God, Tug.
Tug.
You can't die.
Oh, so you're gonna let shit. Tug fall to his death.
No. Can I turn into
breaking all continuity?
Is Tug close to me? Close-ish?
I would say he's close-ish.
Can I turn into a tree and then I have a reach of 10 and I grab him with my tree arm?
Now, keep in mind, I don't want to tell you how to RP your character, but you do all think that Tug is a traitor at this point.
Tug hasn't done anything.
I mean, yeah, why attack you or anything.
He was just there.
No, but he was with Jet.
Yeah, but
and
just,
like,
I just would assume that he was also charmed.
Yeah, Tug is weird.
I feel like if you turn into a tree, you'll be a lot harder to carry.
Well, okay, so I don't actually turn into a tree. So what it is, my skin takes on the appearance of smooth bark, mm-hmm. and your arms grow like branches. So I'm not a tree. I just have long arms.
And leaves. Think about that.
And smooth bark.
Oh, no.
Don't discount my smooth bark. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Make an athletics check as well.
Okay. Let's see. Am I good at that? I can't remember. I'm great at that. I'm very good at athletics.
Cool.
Which is good because I rolled a 4. 14?
You snag one Tug.
Yay!
And put him in your inventory.
Snatch him. Put him in my bag of holding, but not for too long because he can't breathe in there.
Oh, actually, I'm fine.
You don't need to breathe, Tug? Okay, cool.
No, thank you.
I can't die for 4 more levels.
I just have my tree branch like totally wrapped around Tug like he's a little baby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Jayla, you're going for the airship? Is that the plan?
Yeah,
she's picking up Aludra.
Yeah, Aludra and then the airship.
Right. I guess you would have to grab her. I don't think that'd be that. Well, make a roll with advantage because you can fly.
I rolled a 17 on the first one. The
nice.
The second one was a 16.
Shit. Oh,
she doesn't even need
take
advantage.
The 17. I think
you just scoop her. You just scoop her right up.
What about Tug? He's probably so heavy, upwards of 42 pounds.
Tug, yeah, Tug's like 2 feet tall.
I think I can manage Tug too.
Yeah,
Tug too.
He's a little baby. Oh my gosh, can you imagine 2 Tugs? Oh my goodness. It's too much.
Toby takes out a movable rod to see if anyone needs it. He does not, and he goes, I will use you later, friend. And winks at
it. Wait, how do you take out an immovable rod?
Well, I can move it. I press the... don't worry about it, buddy.
It's magic. You won't understand.
It's magic shit. You have to have a 21 intelligence to understand this, so...
That explains why I don't get it.
Yeah, on top of it, you're too strong. How do you have 21 strength?
I got a belt of giant strength. It's fine.
I hate you, and I hate the belt, and I hate Bapperson.
Okay. So yeah, you guys managed to all get onto this airship.
Yay!
Thank you for saving me. I only have 14 hit points.
I get on first, Michael. I get on first, okay? And I'm flying. And then when the rest
of them get on first.
No, because she goes down, and I was at chimney height.
And I think she can move a lot faster than you.
Okay.
Michael, fuck you for saying that we all made it onto the ship when Jerry is plummeting towards the earth.
How fucking dare you forget Jerry, the horrifying robot spider?
Listen, how fast can this ship dive is what we need to find out now.
No, let him die. We can build him back up.
We can revivify him.
At this velocity, and if it takes us minutes to hit the Earth, Jerry is going to explode into pieces that we will not find again.
It's going to be nano-sized.
For fun, if you look at page 119 of the Dungeon Master's Guide, you will see that airships go 8 miles per hour.
Oh my god! So
well, good right, fucking but if luck. We turn, well, if we turned off all of our thrust and just like let it fall,
no,
that seems very dangerous.
Well, that's only 9 miles per hour or something per second, which is more than 8.
What we're saying is Jerry's gone.
Yeah, bye Jerry. Well, you build him again. It's easy. It's fun.
Yeah.
No, this would have to be a new Jerry.
You can build him back
Jerry
better.
No, if you find parts of Jerry, you just scoop him up in a basket.
You can augment him.
Really fucking
scrape him off.
Okay, yeah. So the next arc is for us to find all the parts of Jerry.
Yeah, it's going
to
be really fucking boring.
Yes, he's blasted apart into 7 pieces that have been scattered across Drunk Road.
Once we find all of Jerry's legs, we summon Shenron.
Michael, how helpful were those ropes that I kicked overboard earlier? I would say that
had those ropes not been there, none of you would have been able to get onto the airship.
Fascinating.
Thank you, Toby.
Then when I get on, it's like, hey, do you guys like my whip? That's what some of the bullies called cars. Carts. A car is not a thing. Anyways, I saved the day.
Elijah looks really confused at Toby, and she's like, yeah, buddy, thank you so much for sealing this airship. Like, we would have been in a lot of trouble if you hadn't done that.
Yeah, we would have been out. I turned my illusion's hands into gloves, and I brought it to us. Yeah, I did a good job.
You did do a good job, buddy.
What an adventure! We saved the day! We're gonna be heroes! Oh, I'm gonna get an A in adventuring.
As you are chatting, you see a silver streak zoom through the sky, and a shadow falls over the airship. And Jerry gets plopped down on the ship.
Wait, what?
I thought it was Yazdeer.
Is it Daisy or is it Yazdeer?
It's Yazdeer. Yazdeer flies by.
Yay.
Yazdeer, come to my ship.
Jerry, I love you.
Hi, Jerry.
And he's all in one piece. He's not shattered.
He's all in one piece.
Oh, my goodness.
I smooch him on the head.
Oh.
And Yazdeer says something pithy as she flies by.
What does she say?
I don't know what it would be. I don't know. Like, you guys did such a good job.
That's not fair.
Get in, losers are going shopping. Haha, that's a joke. Goodbye.
Totally saved Glane.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And yeah, and so you are free to fly down to Glain, Jewel of the East, which does have some small fires still going.
I was gonna say, there was definitely like fighting happening, right? Mm-hmm. There was some shit.
Like a bit of a riot that was going on.
Does the airship have like guns?
I believe on like episode 13, we had a big fight about cannons.
Okay.
I do remember that.
And they don't exist.
And how I didn't think that they existed.
Oh, that's right. He wouldn't let me be a gunslinger, like artificer or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like some other podcasts with their elevators and their robots. Although we definitely have robots.
But it's like magic robots, not like robot robots.
I mean, I'm a meat robot, so.
Yeah.
And good.
There's probably like a big harpoon or something. Well, probably, this is a Nerevian. These Nerevians had different shit.
I want to put fireworks, and I want to shoot fireworks out.
To let them know that we're back.
We're back.
Why
baby.
Don't you just blow the fucking whistle and have Yazdir go down there and?
She's already flying around. She's helping.
She's a proud silver dragon. She isn't just gonna come whenever.
Yeah,
I thought that's what she said. We could blow when we needed help.
We had to like.
I have a helm of comprehending languages. I'm pretty sure I heard her correctly.
Well, do you need help right now, or are you flying down to Glain?
No, I don't think we need help right now.
Oh.
We go at 10 miles an hour, which is slow for this Nerevian airship, which is better than a normal one on page 119 in the Dungeon Master's Guide.
You guys are really concerned about a fake character's time.
What? No, I just want to trick Michael into giving us a better airship.
That's fair.
I do agree that it is, because it's not like a dirigible or whatever the fuck the thing is. It's powered by goo juice. Don't actually, I take that back.
Which is very powerful.
I don't want to say what I just said.
Air elemental?
It's probably powered by an air elemental.
Goo What's its
juice
name?
Comes from who you are.
You want to go and talk to it?
No, not at all.
Michael's like, please?
Wait, yes, we should go talk to it.
What's
is
up?
This better? Can I enlarge the air elemental to make us faster?
We'll pop it.
As we all know, enlarging things universally make them go faster.
Well, I mean, he weighs more like by like a multiply of by a factor of 8, but like
that's wind
fair, so. Yeah.
What does it even mean? What does it even mean?
Man, damn. I think it'd be cool just to kind of triumphantly land in the town square.
What I'm worried about is that we're going to land and no one's going to care. And that would truly be the worst of all.
I mean, they all have no reason to think that we did anything notable.
Yeah, exactly. They're not going to know. So we got to find someone to let them know that we did a good thing.
We could scream about it.
Like, hi, yes. We're the heroes.
Yazdir could fly over the city proclaiming our merit.
Yeah. She should get one of the fucking like you know the planes, the beeps are like gunshots.
There's this fucking Geico on the back.
Yeah, just, but instead it's like Atlanta Falcons saved the day.
Ted's crab bucket. Get your fucking crab. $4 beer arenas and crab arenas. Any girl who shows the tick, it's a double crab portion. But I do want to definitely infuse the engines with prestidigitized sparkles, so we have.
Oh, that's good.
The
like
more
that.
You know, sparkly is coming down, and you know, friggin' all sorts of other great stuff, and it looks great. And I get on the side, and I'm waving at everyone like a float.
There's just a big crowd as you come down. Where I guess you would land maybe by the port.
Sure.
Okay. Maybe it like goes from like, you know, air to water kind of thing.
Weren't a bunch of the citizens being like, weren't they like replaced with Nerevians?
They were. So that's all magically been kind of fixed.
So all the Nerevians are gone, right?
Are the original people Nerevians that they were?
Yeah, they're gone.
And the original people they replaced, are they back now? Or is this like a half populated city?
Yeah.
Now?
Did also on top of the how many number of us started falling, did like 1,000 prisoners just like plummet to the ground and we forgot to snatch them?
I don't know if they necessarily took prisoners. I think they might have just killed people and replaced them.
Or is it more just that the Nerevians on the ground just like whoop, like went up like a left behind?
The real left behind situation.
If they killed them, there'd still be bodies, right? Is there bodies raining from the sky?
Well, they probably killed them on the
ground. I think they wouldn't have like killed them and then brought them up into Sky City.
No, but maybe they brought them up there to kill them. I don't know.
The hardest to bury somebody in a Sky City?
Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
you just have like a morgue.
It's like, oh, it's raining. And nope, it's the ash of 1,000.
Oh no!
You're telling me that they're in a new plane. They're slaughtering everybody, and they're not doing any experiments on these dudes.
This is getting a little dark for. From where I like to get down on.
This is some Game of Thrones shit. No,
yeah,
thank you.
I don't like it.
Okay, there is at least one little just pocket of body parts, you know, raining down.
Okay, I see.
That's all mine. That's all Bachman wanted.
Yeah.
I take all the best ones for my body for the future.
All right, we land in the harbor. And
there's just a crowd, just a flock of people, and they're all cheering and whooping and yelling. And you see Brip Brap and Boz,
yes!
And Cass and Beetle.
Tug's like, Brip Brap, I did it.
Hey. Do they have an emotional return?
Looking very triumphant.
Do they kiss each other?
Well, he's like 49 feet away.
Well, do they run and then kiss each other?
Brip Brap freaking jumps.
I mean, Brap's got a long tongue, so he grabs Tug and brings him to it.
Really, just smooch.
They can really make
Did
out.
Did you guys ever meet the governor of Glane?
I don't remember.
Jewel of the East?
Did that ever happen? Did you ever meet Bryce?
No.
Oh, I remember Bryce.
I don't think so.
You don't remember Governor Bryce Hillis?
No.
No. Okay. Well, you see Watson Copperfield.
Okay.
And who you remember as the Grand Maester of
yes.
The White
I do remember
Tower.
Him.
Yeah. Oh, hi.
And he's standing next to a very impressive looking fellow.
And what are the armies of Ashiar Dane and Kobe near?
Yeah, I already say, is Ashiar Dane here?
She's probably outside the gates.
Being pissed.
Still.
Being pissed.
Yeah.
She met.
I love Bryce.
And the tall fellow walks over and he says, "Hello, I'm Bryce Hillis, governor of Glane, Jewel of the East."
Oh my god, it's Bryce Hillis. Oh,
and
man.
My understanding is we have you to thank for stopping that giant fucking thing that was falling out of the sky.
He has a famously bad mouth.
Is he part night elf? Or what elf, I mean?
No, he's not. He's not.
He's just a famously bad mouth.
Toby would know that he was, he previously was a famous heel ball player.
He was a famous heel ball player. What's heel ball?
I don't know, but apparently it's spelled H-E-E-L. So these are just my notes. I don't know.
Instead of football, it's heel ball.
Oh, I get it.
Something like that.
You can only hear with your heel.
He was a great heel ball player, and he would rip people's ears off, and he would cuss at them too. But he's great. He's great.
I understand that we have you to thank.
Yeah, who told you?
Yeah, I did it.
These strange monsters.
Oh, these are our friends. Oh my gosh, guys. I'm so glad that you survived.
They actually had a huge hand in helping stop the riots throughout Glane, and I believe they've gained at least 2 levels.
Yeah.
In the process.
What? I would expect nothing less of them. Nice job.
I went up to Nereve and I said, there's no room in this plane for creatures without bones.
And as you can see, these creatures clearly don't have bones.
Yeah. And I bet also Toby, too, walks out with all the monsters.
Oh, my God. Is he just covered in blood?
Yeah. What does Toby, too, look like?
I can only imagine. Is he always covered in blood?
No.
This is new.
Just always?
I mean, he was hanging out with the monsters and rowdy grandpas and things of that nature. So I'm sure he got down to business.
So they take you and they get like they debrief you and, you know, ask you what the fuck was happening and you give them, I'm assuming the whole story unless you don't want to.
Can Eluder have an emotional moment where she's like, Mayor, I have to tell you, the true hero of today is my beautiful girlfriend, Jayla. She's the one that killed Jet Razor. She did it. And she's just like crying, weeping.
He seems to, he's nodding. He doesn't really. He's like, that was the goo people, the Jet Razor, the famous singer was the goo
he
man.
He was the leader he was the leader of the bad Nerevians, but then the good Nerevian, who was God, Solani, he came back and he took them away.
Was Solani a Nerevian?
Well, he was, wasn't he?
Still fugitives?
Maybe.
We were fugitives of the Nerevians.
Dave pissed at us, think.
Yeah, because of the whole your fiance is killed. Are we still fugitives because of that?
No, that's
solved a million years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
That's old shit.
I mean, I know we solved it, but do they know
it's because good. It's all good now.
Okay.
They're on my side.
Cool. She's queen now.
Yeah, I'm
the queen.
I'm the queen.
No, I thought this happened after she was queen.
No.
I don't know. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't listen to me.
So you give him the whole story and he's seems a lot confused a lot.
Did you not realize that there was a foreign body above the city the whole time and they took over many fine positions of power? They took over the White Spire. Any of this?
Like Watson gets it.
Yes.
He gets it. And Bryce is not, you know, he's very pleased with you all. But he would like you to please go talk to the scary elf woman that's outside the gates.
Geez.
Oh, she's our friend.
She's not our friend, Toby.
She's not really our friend. Well, she's very mad at us, Toby.
She let us hang out at that library, and we hung out there for a while.
Are you talking about Ashi Ardeen?
Yeah, remember? We hung out there for a while. It was fun.
You mean in the jail?
No, we got out of jail. Remember?
Eventually. I don't think she's very happy with us still.
But we hung out there for a while. After we got out of jail.
After she put us in jail.
Yeah, those misunderstanding.
Ashi Ardeen aren't two words you typically say in the same sentence.
I'm very scared of her.
I don't know. She's so nice.
Okay, well, maybe, you know what, Tony? Maybe you should talk to her.
Yeah, you guys go on ahead. Thanks again for helping me save Glane. You guys did a great job.
Tug, helping me save Glane. That is a very good point.
Tug didn't do anything, right?
Tug really took...
He's gone. He's way gone.
Yeah, he thinks he saved Glane.
He's making out with Rip Rap.
Oh, man. Nice. There's a lot of tongue going on.
Mm-hmm. A
frog and a lizard
of tongue.
My goodness.
Bryce, he didn't do anything. We did.
Well, so if you could just maybe go talk to her, we're going to set up a whole feast tonight. There's going to be awards.
Awards?
It's going to be great. Yeah. Awards. No, got stuff. We got the blacksmith, making up some plaques right now. It's got a whole thing set up, but if you could,
I hope to get the star for stepping on the most question mark spaces.
What? Is this a Dance Dance Revolution joke?
I think it's a Mario Party reference, but I'm not entirely sure.
You know, the awards at the end.
I hope we get best butt.
Well, we should probably go talk to Ashi Ardeen. We can't just, like, ignore her.
Yeah, we solved her problem. She's going to be happy. I'm sure of it.
Why is she outside? Is she not allowed in the city?
She was
She was marching an army on, and she was going to destroy
because
the White Spire.
Nereve was slurping up the milkshake that was the elf city of Galanthus. So she was like, fuck that. And she was just going to destroy it. Because
if you took the White Tower down, then Glane would have fallen. Or sorry, Nariva would have fallen. Problem solved.
Problem solved.
Right. For her.
Yep.
But not for Glane.
She sees a problem. She has a hammer. That's what she says.
Yeah.
Which, no, I'm sure she can be happy with us. We solved everyone's problem. And Galanthus, I'm sure, is better now.
Okay.
I mean,
and
you're a queen. I'm sure you can be able to tell her.
All right, we'll see.
If not, we'll have to fight her.
Oh, I don't know if we should fight her.
Why would we fight her? She seems nice.
Let's just get over with.
Okay. Toby, too, come on. I need to clean your hair. It's full of teeth.
Okay, so you're going to talk to...
Yeah.
Can we take our airship?
I mean, I guess. Sure, fuck.
It might take longer, but I think it's cool.
It's, like, really slow. Like, you can, like, actually walk faster.
Well, I mean, you're not going to... We're not running at, like, 8 or 9 miles per hour.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, you're probably just walking.
Right, let's go. Let's get on the airship. It's so cool. Come on, let's go.
Maybe you should respect us more if we come on this airship.
Yeah.
Also, we get some nice woofers installed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like the ship is rattling like. Wah. Mm-hmm.
So she just has to eat base as we're approaching slowly.
Can we get some lifted shocks and everything so that bounces the whole way down?
I don't know why you need shocks for an airship.
Pick that ride though.
To be fucking cool.
Can we put those rings on the tailpipes so the whistle goes woop woop?
Woop, woop. And the best part about
for decoration,
it
man.
Is that you would think that we're playing like some like super like dubstep with a drop song, but that's not what's happening. We are playing an anime ass like girls high pitched singing song.
Either that or to dip or something.
And everyone
like that.
Loves it.
Yeah.
So
we were all upon Usher our day like that.
So you guys
free.
Fly the mile and a half or whatever to where she is.
But we fly over the water, there's a river. Everyone's
really take a victory lap.
We miss our landing and have to loop back around. Like, I'm still learning. Stop.
she rides out with a little contingent of people, and she's still pregnant.
Mm-hmm. She's not. She gave birth.
Oh my goodness! So she's like, does she have a baby and a baby Bjorn? Like,
I thought she had a baby last time. I think she did
have a baby last time. We'll say she's got a baby and a baby Bjorn.
Yeah,
because that's good.
Definitely, now she has a baby and a baby Bjorn.
Yeah. So who all is going to talk to her? Is everybody? Or?
I think the whole crew, except for the monsters, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so no tugs or brips or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the main crew, Steve and Jayla and Aludra and that other guy, Toby.
And the force ghost of Tom.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So you guys ride up. And it's a very Game of Thrones season 7.
Oh my goodness, we're beating the pit.
So
six.
True. So true.
You guys fly in not on a dragon, but an airship. And she's giving you the side eye for sure.
I stick the landing.
But so she says, so we meet again, huh?
Oh god, I wish Tug was here. They have the same voice.
Every time! It's so funny. Hi. This is down his lips as he's saying hello.
Why is she mad again?
Oh, we kind of wasn't our fault, but we kinda killed her husband, our friend Harper.
I thought she got over that.
I know.
That was after that time.
She's probably not gonna get over that for a while, I don't think.
I thought she didn't like him.
But now she's a widow with like 17 children, so
it was complicated.
I don't like your methods, but you did get results.
I'm really glad to see that you're doing well, Queen Asher Ardain, and if there's anything that the Dwarf Kingdom can help you with, I would be happy to collaborate with you in the future.
Well, I don't think we'll... I think we should each just go our separate ways and hopefully not have to deal with each other again.
We'll see.
Well, there is that pyre.
Yeah, and then, I mean, who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? The world is a terrible place.
There's going to be a feast.
Really, we couldn't have done it without Tug. I just want to make that clear.
Why would you say that? You've been saying all these really strange things recently, Steve. No, you're dying.
Tug's a youth. And, you know, yeah, maybe he didn't do much, but think about what it could mean to inspire, you know, a young monster like that, you know? And
just who gives a shit? Why do you keep... You said nice things about Jet. You said nice things about Tug. You keep talking about Tom for some reason.
She's traumatized. He's just, oh my God.
He's lost his fucking mind.
Oh, he's losing it.
He'll never have 22 intelligence if he can't focus on the present. It's very sad.
Isn't it also not possible?
No, you can do it.
Oh, can you do it?
Yeah, you have that ring.
Michael, can I do it?
I mean, you could, like, for a minute or whatever.
No, permanently.
Yeah, there's ways to do it permanently.
Cool. I do it.
We agree to do it.
That would make me... I would quit the... one of the many things I've threatened to quit the podcast over. That would be...
That's the number one.
When I, like, that's
usually
the one
it's all over
about.
Some bullshit that I've been allowed to do.
Yeah, it's... Yes, it is always up for some bullshit Bachman's been allowed to do.
So she says, yes, that is true. Old man Weck will be by and we'll discuss Mastwick.
What about the feast? It's a celebration. We saved our house.
Yes, good job. I will send along a letter but we will be marching back to Paylor's Hope now.
Well, I'm sure your children must miss you. So that I totally understand.
We just got here. I mean,
yes. Well, anyway, good work. I'm glad we didn't have to go to war. I'm not saying we won't in the future, but see you around.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Felicia.
Damn, Daniel.
What other vines can we reference now? Wow.
Wow.
Ashiara Dane back at it with the white vans.
She's back at it again at Krispy Kreme.
Look at all these Ashiara Danes.
R.I.P. Vine. Pulling out for Vine.
Well, that was tense. It seemed like she just wanted to be mad for no apparent reason.
You know what? She's having a tough time. She's a single parent now. We killed her husband.
I'm gonna send her a friend.
I'm
gonna send her a quiche.
Yeah, I bet she'd like that, Toby. Are you much of a baker?
No. But I know alchemy.
Huh.
And I think baking is a lot like alchemy.
Damn, it's true.
I mean, you are the treacle tarts, right?
You are the treacle tart. Maker a...
Must have to do some tart making.
Make her a self-saucing pud.
I didn't really get into the pud business quite the way my family did, but...
I bet you could if you wanted to.
Wow, thanks. Wow, you know what? You're right. I probably could if I wanted to.
All right, Toby. I hope you make me a self-saucing pud one day.
I'm a try. Let's go practice, Toby, too.
Damn, Toby.
So you guys fly back, I suppose.
Yes.
And
we fly everywhere now.
Yeah, look at our airship.
This is our airship. Dirty deeds done dirt cheap.
Oh my God, yes. D4C.
Oh God, we have two ships now.
We have
a Guzzler and the Dirty.
And D4C. Dirty deeds done dirt cheap.
I thought it sounded cool.
It's not a ripoff because AC/DC doesn't exist in this universe.
That's right. So we can steal it.
It is a JoJo reference.
It's true.
So you are going to attend this feast?
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. It's so much fun.
Has Eludra ever once in her life turned down free food?
Yes.
Literally never.
You did hear there was an after party and that you would get wristbands for an open bar.
Oh my
so.
God. I mean, Jennifer herself is already well into the wine, so let's do this.
I don't know how to RP that. I can't possibly understand what that's like.
They bring it's a big feast. Everyone's there. They bring people up on stage and basically say nice things about them, and so first of all they call up the Bones and Tongues crew.
That's right. Yeah, the Bones and Tongues.
Hey.
And
Watch out in the future for more from them.
Bones and Tug made me think of like a band with like Tug as the front man, like Tug and the Bones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want that.
Bone tones and harmony.
Mm-hmm. They put medals on each of you guys.
It's just like that scene in Star Wars.
It's just like that scene in Star Wars.
Damn.
And, and they're like, for heroic deeds when stopping the riots while the city of Nereev was plummeting towards Glane, we award you all with these medals and thank you for your... You'll always be welcome here in Glane. Even though you're weird monsters.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Cowadunga.
Boz bites the metal.
And R2-D2 beeps in the corner. We all laugh.
Oh, R2.
It is a Star Wars reference.
Then next, we bring up Arlton and Contessa Treacle Tart. And for bravery shown in helping evacuate the Gnomish Quarter, we present you with these trophies that look like tarts.
That's my mom and dad.
Oh my gosh. Toby, that's so great.
I'm very happy for them.
They run over and they hug Toby.
Oh,
and they go,
Mom, oh, Toby. Dad, stop. Alex,
thank
stop.
You for... I don't remember what your mom's voice was like, but she's like, thank you for sending us a warning. We would have died. Well, I guess not, but we thought we were going to die.
Oh, stop, Mom. I'm a hero now. I don't need you to say thank you. But he's absolutely beaming and pausing and being uncharacteristically quiet, waiting for them to say more nice things.
And you're really good at that illusion magic. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how you did. I thought it was really you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, your son is so talented.
Oh,
he's
they were able to
really
see
great.
The airship?
No, they...
What's that?
They were able to see the airship?
He sent down an illusion a couple episodes ago that helped
to warn his family.
Warn them all. Yeah.
If it wasn't in the last episode and we're not on episode 2 of the night, I don't remember.
I'm with you. And then they bring up, of course, you guys.
Hello.
And everyone cheers and... They present you each with a key, with a jewel encrusted key.
Wow.
And they say, these keys represent our lasting friendship, and you will always be welcome here in Glane, Jewel of the East.
Oh, what are the stats? There's jewels in this. I get it.
They open every door in the town.
What?
So just go nuts.
Man,
that's a bad idea.
Steve runs off just opening doors.
He's gonna steal all those trickle cards.
He's not even going in.
And people are just come up to you and they're like, so what are you guys gonna do now that you saved Glane?
Well, I don't know about you guys, but for myself, I think I'm finally ready to go home and rule my kingdom. I think I can do it now. I have enough confidence, and yeah, with Jayla at my side, I know I can do it.
But I can't go with you,
Jayla. What are you? Wait, what are you? Excuse me for a second, Elydra.
I'm gonna read a big book.
All right, Jayla and Elydra go off to the side, I suppose.
Jayla, what do you mean? Like I mean, what else is there left to do now? Like, I feel like we've been putting out fires for so long, and it would be kind of nice to, you know, just, like, hang out. Maybe take a vacation for a little bit. Like, a real vacation, not a we're-gonna-go-save-the-world vacation.
It would, and I'd really like to do that with you, but we have to go take care of a lich.
I mean... I know logically that needs to be taken care of. I'm just so tired. I'm so tired of adventuring. And I just was looking forward to, after being apart for so long, like actually getting to hang out. But I mean,
Jayla's like, Lich, please.
Very good.
Yeah.
Let's interrupt more emotional moments.
Steve says it's from like literally 1 foot away. He's got one of those.
Yeah, they went off into a closet, locked the door, and as soon as a locked door appeared before, Steve's like,
"Not all,
motherfucker. Not in my house."
Oh my god. I mean, do you really have to go after the lich like now, or any wiggle room with that?
I mean, yeah, I kind of do. Like, we talked about it whenever with Harper and way back then. And then we just started doing more and more things and kind of thought after we finished this, we could just go take care of it.
Yeah. You know, you're not wrong, but I really cannot claim to be a queen of my kingdom and keep being gone from my kingdom constantly. This is really, honestly, this is on me. This is my fault. I can't go. I cannot go with you to fight the lich, but I also cannot stop you from going to do that. I understand why you need to do it, but I have to go home.
What does lich please mean?
Are you guys both listening outside the door?
I really should. My wife is due to give birth pretty soon.
Oh,
I should probably go. Go make sure that goes okay. We've got Drunkaros version of Lamaze classes to go to, whatever those are.
Well,
I'm free.
Well, Jayla and Toby can. Can I trust you guys to go do this while I go and take care of things back home?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Can you guys, can mathematically, like, can you guys at your current level 2-mana lich?
Probably. I'm very powerful.
Maybe.
Okay. And we're and Jailer are talking through the door because they, well, I guess,
it's unlocked.
Oh, that's true. It's unlocked. Okay. So we're talking through the crack in the door.
Sorry. They brought over hors d'oeuvres and I wanted some scallions and then.
I can't make you stay. I would hope that you'd stay because I've, excluding one part, been by you for the past
5 years, but it's okay. You know what? We'll do long distance for a while. It'll be okay. I believe in this. Works.
This is uncomfortable.
Jayla! Alindra grabs her face and pulls her down, which is pretty far because Jayla's tall.
She turns it tree arms to snatch her and bring her down.
Exactly. She still has the tree arms. Jayla, you know I love you. I just, you understand where I'm coming from, right? I have to go back to rule my people. It's the fact that I'm like gone now is actually kind of bad. It's not a good look to be like, hey, I'm queen. I'm going to leave now.
No, it's fine.
Oh, Jayla, don't be like that.
Oh, it's my fault.
No! No!
How big of a threat is a lich? Like, I honestly do not have a sense of scale. I'm sitting here thinking, like, in my head, it's like you're playing Diablo and you happen upon a unique monster and you're like, we'll come back later. Like, it's not a big deal if you let it go.
Depends on which.
So somebody correct me.
So there is a like named lich that's one of the most powerful evil things in all of D&D. To give you a hint, their CR is a 21.
That doesn't. I don't know how to play this
game. That's really high.
That's extremely really high. Tiamat is a CR 27.
Fuck.
So.
A red dragon is. An adult red dragon is a 17.
So are we even, like, capable of fighting a lich in our current form? It doesn't seem like we are.
We need help.
You might need help.
Well, you guys will. I've got to go to take care of my baby.
Well, sorry I walked back in again, because Steve did. I just got here, and I thought we were going to be a team, and I made posters with all of our faces on it, and
I decided where everyone could sleep and the dirty deeds done dirt cheap and
Toby, everyone, it's been so wonderful doing this whole experience with you guys has been indescribable. I appreciate all of you so much, but being with you all has taught me that I have to go back and face my responsibilities now. And I have to be a queen, and I think I have to take a little break from the adventuring life, to be honest. Like, I can't just keep running away from my problems and my responsibilities and...
Oh, that makes sense. But why is Jayla crying, then?
Jayla, it's not forever. It's just... it's just that... we were apart for 5 years, and we came back together. We can totally withstand this. It's fine. We can do this. We have magic, for God's sakes. We'll talk on the phone. Well, it's fine.
For magic's sake.
We'll talk on the message stone.
On the magic stone.
Okay. Well, so I think maybe we'll leave things for fun. A little ambiguous. That's the word I want. We're gonna take a little break next week.
Wait. Is the next episode gonna pick up where we left off? Because Steve has something important to ask Aludra.
No. Oh.
Well, the next episode is gonna be the podcast of Annihilation thing.
Right.
Right. Well. Right.
And then probably
next one we record, though.
If you want to ask her now,
Steve asked me.
Eludra, before you go, I just want to let you know that it's been so great fighting with you, and I understand that you have to go back and take care of your kingdom. I just wanted to know if I could ask one thing of you before you go.
Yeah, Steve, of course, anything.
As you know, Cheryl is with child,
oh my gosh.
And we're going to have our firstborn very quickly, and I just wanted to know, can I have a lot of money? Like a lot, like you're a queen. I want to build a castle.
I thought you were going to ask me to be a godmother. This is,
that too.
I can definitely give you, you know what? Let me go talk to my financial advisors and I will get back to you.
Okay, cool.
I'm sure we can work something out. We will talk. We will definitely talk.
Okay, it's just you're a queen now, and I feel like you probably have deep pockets.
Deep underground and the we will. Steve, you come visit me in Deep Home, we'll figure it out.
Did we get an award? a reward.
What now?
These keys are encrusted with jewels.
Oh, dope.
Yeah.
Did they give
Is
us
it
a...
enough jewels to make a castle?
Kingdoms to be found on, or...
Easily.
Is it like Elder Scrolls, where when you make the location happy with you, you can buy a house? Can we buy a house?
You could definitely buy a house.
Oh, it is a fantasy world.
Truly. This could never happen in real life.
On that beautiful note, I think we should definitely stop, and we'll be back in a week or
two.
Stop
the next fort.
Not quite there yet.
We'll be back in a week or two, and we'll explore what all this means.
Wow.
What does it mean?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
I don't know. Go to twitter.com and ask us. I'm sure we'll
not
talk
tell
all
you.
About it.
We will not tell you shit. Maybe a little bit.
We've entered the end of the episode. That means it's review time, and let's review the reviews right now. And here I go. David Shunji from the United States says, season one, so good. Such a poetic ending for Tom. I want to be sad as death, but couldn't stop laughing. Sevens forever. Breaking Bones at Fizz Crank says, you got me to play D&D. This is the best D&D podcast out there. The crew is so funny. They have me busting laughing while I'm playing catch up. I'm up to episode 220. My favorite bit is the Valley Girl Dragons. You have to listen to this. Though this podcast is, I finally decided to play D&D role playing this character. BeaverFan77, the show that made me start playing D&D. Great show with a clever cast and creative DM running an original story. This was the third D&D show I listened to, but the first to make me want to start my own game. I talked my wife and another couple into starting my first game group because of the show. Start episode one and marathon your way through to catch up. Youthy says, adequate podcast, was expecting something different. I misread this as Dunks and Dragons and was expecting a basketball fantasy crossover. Imagine Charles Barkley dunking on a skeleton. That would be a good stuff. Anyways, this podcast is adequate, very funny, relaxing, exciting, and surprisingly deep. Good job. Bofo23 says good. Good. Kira Fira says, so fun, really fun. Thanks for being so geeky and sweet. Komozai says, so behind, but well worth catching up. Hey guys, I'm 4.5 years late on episode 22 now, but I've been listening to 3 or 4 episodes a day, so I hope to catch up in the next few months. This podcast is an awesome addition to daily life, and I look forward to listening to every episode. P.S. If anyone's dead by the time I get there, I'm going to be so angry. Nah, that probably won't happen. Keep it dicey. Glomdi from the United States says 77777. And then...
Oh my god, that's a lot of sevens.
Shit. And then about 45 billion sevens. Renegade Journo says, this podcast helps me through parenthood. Seriously, as the dad of a 1-year-old, this podcast has helped me keep my sanity. Also, my daughter loves the silky, smooth voice of Mr. DeMauro, as D&D helps make bath time so much easier. This podcast also my wife. This is also true for adults, too. Throw this
I wish that worked on my
kids. Makes bath time easier.
Mm-hmm. This podcast also got my wife into D&D, and now I DM with her and some friends. Thanks for amazing memories, and I look forward to another GeeklyCon, more awesome episodes, and all the goofs. Uh-oh, my daughter just spilled milk everywhere. Okay, bye! Fee the Knoll, 10 out of 10 birds, mate. Where to begin if you want to hear all about the birds or how the bird is the word? This is the podcast for you. It's got everything from Dark Past to Dragon Ball Cloacas, and even has the dash of sexy ASMR on dwarf action. Psst, the Steve is still my favorite pairing. Thank you so much. Nathan1469 from United States says, awesome podcast. I recently bought a new phone, decided to try an iPhone. Had always heard of podcasts, and this is the first thing that pops up was you guys, huh? I have never played D&D, but was always interested in it, so I decided to give it a listen. I never thought that what I found would soon turn into the bane of my existence. When I heard the first one, I had to listen to them all. The constant laughs that I got from your show is the greatest thing that I could have hoped for. It was only furthered my interest in the game, and hopefully I can find time to play for myself. Jammerific says, marathon over. After listening to the entire podcast, I can finally give you guys the 5 stars you deserve. Sometimes the situation gets a bit over the top of the silliness, but then again, what do you expect from a couple of drunks playing D&D? Keep drinking and keep rolling them dice. P.S. When you guys are ready to have a challenge, Pathfinder's about to go eat shit. Way to 8 up.
Never!
United States says, bet God forget never! Seriously, this is the best podcast in the entire history of podcasting. So great, I resurrected my iTunes account just so I can raise a review. I listen on Android phone using Google Play Music. These people are laugh out loud funny. What other real play podcast features Cloacas, Boo Burritos, Jerk Yurts, and Severed Dragonborn Peni? The DM is great. It's a solid hour of pure hilarity every week. Have spent the last nearly 2 months power listening 8 to 12 hours per day. Jesus.
Wow.
And I'm up to episode 220. Love you guys. 5 stars. This podcast deserves 6. But since iTunes won't allow it, here's an extra star for you. Sorry. Led Funks says, the official sandwich podcast. If you come looking for sandwich ideas, you come to the right podcast. Honestly, this podcast is the only thing I've listened to since June. I've been around since episode 1 and have just reached episode 141. The first couple episodes left me on the fence, but once the host bounded with around in episode 5, I was absolutely hooked. I waited until now to write a review because I finally convinced my friend to give it a listen, and he loved it so much, we're going to start our own campaign next week. Thank you. Rogues makes the best tanks says, love everything about this podcast. It took me about 2 months to catch up on this podcast, and my only regret is that now I have to wait like everyone else for new episodes to come out. As both a player and a DM, I have the greatest respect for Michael's storytelling and for Tim, Jennifer, Bachman, and Nika's ability to take that story and create an engaging game that is a joy to listen to. I've played and run enough games to know how impressive that really is. Now that I'm caught up, I spend all week waiting for the next piece of story and wishing there was more. Thank you for adding that little bit of extra joy and laughter to my week. That's all of them. Y'all, thank you so much. You don't have to review, but it means so much whenever you do.
It is incredibly helpful.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika_Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com, where you can find other thrilling podcasts, the hottest nerd news, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. When you've finished with your most recent story arc, head on over to iTunes to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast, where you can donate a monthly amount to help us make this podcast better with each episode. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. We'll be back next week with a special fun side quest. Until then, keep it dicey.
Fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.